Thank you so much for being with us on the Jim Bohannon Show. As we come to you from Westwood One Radio, we're at 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-505-4626. And online, you'll find us at jimbotalk.net. We'll be back, and we're going to talk Father's Day with a person that I have known for quite a while named Jim Turr when we come back in just a moment.
Got the call about supper time, said pack your things and go. Daddy's in room 209, he's lying pretty low. The tears, they started rolling as I drove from Santa Fe. I could see his face before my eyes for nearly all the way. He wasn't much on good advice, yeah, kinda laissez-faire. For a man with so much heart and so much wisdom he could share. Use a lemon when you're cooking was a golden rule of his. And never argue with a woman about what color something is. And now I think too much of my dad. Too much on my mind. Could he be that kind? Spent his whole life trying to make others free from pain. Now he's left his aching body here and he is free again. And Lord, I swear he couldn't hear us when we brought his grandson by. But he smiled, said, how you doing, bub, and opened up his eyes. And if you wonder what he left beside the ring, he left me how to live. He left me everything. His hands were big and strong and warm. His voice was deep and loud. I feared him and I loved him, and then I faded in the crowd. And then I remembered how adored he was by people in the town. And then any time I had a question, he would lay his reading down. And I see that life is just a string, and I am just a strain. Won't you touch my hand?
It's a nice sound. It's so appropriate for this day. We're joined, by the way, by the writer and the singer, Jim Turr. Jim, thank you for being on tonight.
Well, thank you for having me, Jim.
That's a lovely song, and I gather very autobiographical, that this is the telling of your last time with your father.
Yeah, and my trip over from Santa Fe to Las Vegas, New Mexico, my hometown where he was, and the sort of dawning on me that it was important trip, as I said in the song, I implied in the song, my mom, well, I didn't mention this in the song, my mom said, bring something nice to wear, and that kind of,
yeah.
I figured it out as I was driving,
yeah.
He was in the hospital, you know.
Yeah, my last time I saw my father was in the hospital as well. I was in the Army at the time and had limited time to see him. I saw him, in fact, to watch Super Bowl IV. He liked the Kansas City Chiefs, and they won that Super Bowl.
Now, what year would that have been?
That would have been 1970.
Wow.
I saw him on February the 4th. I know the date of that Super Bowl, February 4th of 1970. That's when I saw, it was earlier than that. It was in January, was the day of the Super Bowl. February 4th of 1970 was the date he died, and I was not, in fact, could not be with him because of my military service. So, fathers, parents of all sorts, very, very perishable, commodity, and we should love them more. My father was not one for, shall we say, great displays of emotion, Jim. Was yours? Mm-hmm.
No, not exactly, but in retrospect, he was, he was kind of gruff, and I always thought of him as the kind of gruff one, and my mom is the sweet, kind one, and they were in that way, but in retrospect, he was the one who was much more supportive and encouraging about whatever I was doing, and, you know, I think he had more faith in me or more laissez-faire about that things would turn out okay.
Yeah, it was just a thing about, I think that generation, dads had to be tough, strong, silent type, the whole bit. I mean, that was the role model. And in retrospect, you know, I've thought back, and I didn't know my father nearly as well as I would like to have.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I when I knew he was, I didn't know he was a couple of weeks from passing, but I knew he was sick, and it occurred to me this is a good time to videotape an interview with him and about his life. And a friend of mine went over with me and did the interviewing, which seemed, and he was a videographer, and he did the interviewing. My thought was that I didn't want to ask questions that I already asked and so on. But I did participate enough to walk in and out of the room, turn the camera on and off a couple of times. And I turned it on and off at the wrong times so that I missed some of the most crucial stuff, episodes that I never had heard about his young adulthood and what he did for a living starting out and so on. Yeah.
Jim Turr is quite the singer-songwriter, and jimturr.com is a great website. You said another song, and tell us about what this song is that we're about to hear.
You mean the radio song?
The radio song, that's right.
Well, that was another song from the same era, and it's a song that has a lot of meaning for me. It's called Small Town Radio, and it's about something that I suspect you would relate to, and most people maybe our age or over 50, I don't know what. But when I was a kid, I was raised in two small towns that had essentially one radio station. Well, one town had no radio station, but we got it from a nearby town. And in those days, in the days of the non-internet, I guess you had to, if you had one radio station, you sort of had to entertain everybody. So fortunately for me, they played all kinds of songs, standards and country and rock. So I got all that, because I was not in a big city where there was just, say, a rock station, which is what I would have listened to in that case. And in my town, in the town I was mostly raised in, Las Vegas, New Mexico, there was also Spanish music.
Right.
So I got all that. And in addition to that,
was in Las Vegas, KFUN at 12:30 on the
town. Yeah, you, and I know you've been here. Not when I was here, but you know the town. And so I was raised on that. The station's quite old. It's still operating. It goes back to 1941. And they had, and they still have, a daily program where whoever drops in gets to talk about whatever they want, and the host is very gracious, and he can handle anybody, and it's about whatever is on anybody's mind. And then we had Paul Harvey, of course, and we had, you know, so these are all the things I'm celebrating in this song about what a...
All right.
Out, what would you call it, a telescope on the world that small town radio station was.
Well, let's hear this, shall we?
Sure.
Just one station in a little town. Lots of people, black and white and brown. Every kind of music they could play. Coming at you every time of day. Heard the DJ when his mic was on. Thought it was off and next day he was gone. Heard the local candidates debate, but the one in jail could not participate. Small town radio, you hear it everywhere you go. One way I learned about the things I know about New York, L.A., and Tokyo. Little glimmerings of life beyond, little ripples from across the pond. Rock and country, soul and Spanish songs helped a growing boy to get along. TV sets on sale at Monkey Wars. Mr. Gerber's closing out his fours. Little League is canceled cause of rain, and they've lost Paul Harvey once again. Hometown expert or a local band, even the worst they sounded fine and grand. So many people with a tale to tell, somehow their radio helped them say it well. Small town radio, hear it everywhere you go. One way I learned about the things I know about New York, L.A., and Tokyo. pond. Little ripples from across the pond. Rockin' country soul and Spanish songs helped a growing boy to get along. New Year's baby born to Beth and Dwight. Services at 2 for Mrs. White. Ain't it funny how it all comes round on the radio in a little town? So turn my dial to that little spot where the talk was warm and all the songs were hot. Sometimes you just don't know what you have got. Till you have it, then you have it not. Small town radio, you hear it everywhere you go. One way I learned about the things I know about New York, LA, and Tokyo. Little glimmerings of life beyond. Little ripples from across the pond. Rockin' country soul and Spanish songs.
And helped it grow. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Jimbo Haddon Show at 1-866-50-JIMBO, 1-866-504-6626 on the Bohannon Show. And we're talking with singer and songwriter Jim Turr. That has to be a tough way to make a living, I would think, sometimes in this day and age, when people are downloading things for free and the like, that the job of a musician to make a living can't be all that easy.
Well, I don't make a living as a musician. I don't perform much, which is one way people do make a tiny bit of a living. I don't try to sell CDs much because, as you say, people are not used to buying things anymore. My emphasis is on writing songs and song publishing and writing songs that other artists could do. And there is still good money in that if you write a song for, say, a country artist in my case. And this Song and Story Weekly thing is a way to share my enjoyment about songwriting. I think it's just a fantastically interesting thing to do, but also to encourage people to write songs and also allow my things to get heard, so maybe something's more likely to get cut.
Now let's see here if we can play this now. I'm going to play this on my end, and let's see if we hear this. This is an example of basically it's an iPod that Jim Turr does about the craft of songwriting, because everybody thinks that they can do it, but maybe not as well as you might think. So let's.
By the way, Jim.
Yes.
The first 2 minutes or so of that introduction is really in general about songwriting.
Right.
If you want to go in about 2 minutes, you hear more about that song in particular.
Right.
The internet's tricky, isn't it, Jim?
Well, I just played it a moment ago, and now it's not playing for me right now. Tell us about the series, the thing that you actually do.
In this Song and Story Weekly?
Yes, in the Song and Story Weekly.
Well, I just think songwriting is so much fun. I can't believe it. And you can make some money out of it if you get a song cut. So I wanted to share that. I wanted to talk about what went into each of these songs, both in terms of the experience or the craft of it or the decisions and choices you make, as I say, to encourage people to play around with it. As I got into it more, as I got into recording these little segments, I found that I really either didn't have much to say about the writing, or I couldn't remember from back in 1986, 87, when I wrote a lot of these songs that I'm starting out with here, such as the two we just played tonight. Those were written back in like 86. So I've been a little disappointed with myself at not saying more about the songwriting process. But I've talked about the background on the song, and in the case of The Call, I think I talked about the song about my dad.
Yeah, well, let's hear a little bit of, I think we may have this now. Let's hear.
Okay, good.
Well, this is our, hi, Bodie, you good girl.
I don't think that's what we had in mind after all. I'm not sure exactly what that is, so you can go ahead and bring that down. I'm not sure that was what we had in mind here.
That was just a little interruption. You were unfortunate to have come in on that. That was the dog interrupting me while I was talking about songwriting.
I see. Oh, okay. Well, be that as it may. Suffice it to say, where can one hear these iPods? Because there are many people out there, I think, who would probably like to be a songwriter, but they really don't know the first thing about how to start.
Well, the website where I have, like, I think 16 of these things so far, songs and discussions about them, is called songandstoryweekly.com.
Songandstoryweekly.com.
Yes.
Okay.
And tomorrow morning I'm going to have up one about that small town radio thing we heard earlier, which I appreciate you playing. I hope that has the meaning for you.
Oh, very much
for me.
That's where I began this craft of mine, and it's worked out rather well. I think we're going to stick with it now after over half a century of muddling around with this. In this day and age of songwriting, what motivates you? What is the muse that whispers in Jim Tur's ear to say, write about this?
Well, it can be anything. You've heard a lot of my stuff. Some of it is, you know, the romantic material of most popular songs and country songs and so on. But a lot of it is just kind of crazy stuff. Some is political. I think you've played some of that over the years.
Sure.
And just pure insanity. I have a very overactive imagination, I think, in creative sense. And anything that comes to mind, I enjoy writing a song about it. I just genuinely enjoy that. And I get some feedback. You know, I usually do a video with it. So I've got over, you know, almost a million YouTube views on a zillion videos I've got up there. And I just need that outlet, I guess. And it's just a very creative, a very fun way to keep your circuits clear, I guess. Keep things going out there.
Well, I think that's very well put. Jim, thank you for being with us and sharing your song about your father. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Happy Father's Day to all of us.
Absolutely. Happy Father's Day indeed. Jim Tur, and again, jimtur.com. And he does good stuff. He does very, very good stuff. You can find him on YouTube and check it out.